Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, and Thankful Thursday. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed." the effected permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless us with a word. Amen. A Thanksgiving prayer allows people to thank God for what they are given by God. A prayer of thanksgiving addresses a number of factors, including people, objects, life, food, shelter, nature, health, or weather. In daily life, people thank others for holding open a door, a gift received, or a meal shared. According to the Case for Christ Study Bible, Psalms 100 describes this prayer as shout for the joy to the Lord. All the earth, worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues throughout all generations. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this sanctuary. In Jesus' name, we pray. So, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here by Francesca. Praise God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come you
glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Praise be to God. Let us pray. Jehovah, you are worthy of all praise and admiration. You are the God who made the heavens and the earth. You set the stars in their places and hung the moon where it was to remain. You rule over all, and yet you also seek a relationship with your creation. For that and much more, you are worthy of all praise and worship. I lift up your name, Jehovah, as I seek your face, and I honor you as you are seated on your throne above all. You are the great and mighty God who raises up kingdoms and subdues nations at your choosing. In your mercy, you sustain all life and passionately delight in our souls. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer and Thankful Thursday. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. At 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dupos from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts with a word from the Lord. Amen. So in the meantime, I will play another selection.
And unto him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb that was slain, be all glory, honor, dominion, and power, forever and ever. Amen.
Jehovah, I come before you with a heart of contrition, knowing I often haven't honored you as Lord and Master of my life. You wait for me to come talk to you, to wake up and greet you, or to spend my evenings with you. But I have instead wasted time on futile distractions. You are the relational God who desires to walk with me in the cool of the day, just as you walked with Adam and Eve. In those early days, your creation, forgive me for often seeking to walk alone and ignoring the blessings and joy of your presence. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory.
Well, come on, put your hands together. If you know you're going high in Jesus,
said I'm on my way, and I won't said I'm on my way, yeah. Said I'm on my way, yeah. I gotta keep on, yeah. Well, I'm moving.
Anybody got a problem? Anybody got a problem? Oh, yeah. Hey, tune in my beat strike. Put on my long white, y'all. Singing that heavily. Singing the never get.
Amen. Can't wait till I get up yonder. And now it is time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled, All You Need. Praise be to God. And my scripture reading for this message is coming from Psalms 23 and 4. And it says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Amen. To God be the glory. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Praise be to God. Our Heavenly Father is available to us at all times. He is never too busy to hear our prayers. Rather, he delights in having close, intimate communion with us. Whenever you are willing to spend time with him, he draws near to you. I recall the time I was feeling overwhelmed by the problems I was facing, and I was particularly lonely. I began to pour out my heart to God, telling him how I felt and how miserable I was. Suddenly, it seemed as if the Lord himself was standing next to me. I had no doubt he was there. His presence was tangible. Although unseen, it was as if the Lord spoke to my heart. You have me. Am I not enough for you? I responded, yes, Lord, you are. He is enough for you as well. No matter how you may feel, how you have been rejected by others, or how much you hurt, you always have the Lord. He is sufficient for whatever you need. So don't ignore the one who can truly fill your heart. Call out to Jesus and let him be all you need. Amen. Pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you as it is to me. Hallelujah, Jesus. He is all that we need. Let us pray. Jesus, thank you for always being with me and being exactly what I need. I cling to you, my Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And that is our devotional message for this evening. Praise be to God. Again, at 7 p.m., our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts with a mighty word from God this evening. Amen? Praise God. At this time, I would like to play I Live for You. Ephraim, Wafi. Amen? Praise God.
Jesus,
I live for you.
To God be the glory. Amen. You are listening to Pray One for another sweet hour of prayer and thankful Thursday. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. And right now, we are going to lift him up. Praise be to God.
Father, we ask you now, as we lift your name, that you'll dwell among us and be our God, and we are your people. Let's realize this together. No matter what,
no matter what,
come on, the problem
may be,
he's in control
and he knows,
yep,
everything.
I have the victory,
cause I have the victory, for he is my king.
In him I live, I move,
in him and I live, move, and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what,
no matter what the problem may be,
he's in control.
He's in control and he knows everything.
How many know that you got the victory?
I have the victory, for he is my king.
Him I live, I move,
and him I live, I move, and have my king.
Say like the best of people.
Best of
people. Come on, lift them up again.
Control. He's in
control
and he knows everything.
I have the victory,
for he is my king.
In him I live.
In him I live, move, and have my being.
Say it again.
No matter what the problem may be.
Come on, clap your hands like this
and
sing it with us.
He's in control and he knows everything.
I have the victory,
for he is my king.
In him I live.
In him I live, move, and have my being.
If you believe that, sing it with us. Let's go. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God, everybody. Jehovah, thank you for desiring to be close to me. Thank you for not only being high and lifted up, but also dwelling with me lowly and with those who are not of a high stature. Thank you for the goodness and depths of your heart, which pours out love time and again in my life. Thank you for your grace and patience, which you lovingly manifest even in the face of my many dismissals of you. I often walked in the midst of the beauty of your creation without giving you the praise and credit you deserve. Please accept my heart of gratitude right now for all you have made and for your desires to know me fully and to empower me to know you as well. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise be to God. Again, we are waiting on our speaker for this evening. And again, while we are waiting, I will play another selection. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. Praise God.
From whence cometh my help? Help cometh from the Lord, Lord which made heaven and earth. He said he would not suffer thy foot to be moved, nor that he will not slumber nor sleep. For the Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand, upon thy right hand. And no shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. He shall preserve thy soul, even forevermore, evermore. My sister, see.
Sun shall not smite thee by day.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. How many of you out there tonight knows that all of your help comes from the Lord? Praise be to God. And now it is time for the word. At this time, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
God bless you, dear heart. You are.
I am fired up. Woo. I love that song to my core. It is like,
my goodness. You really messed me up with that one. Woo. My goodness. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh,
my goodness. Glory to God.
Thank you.
But if you realize how much meat is in that song, my goodness. See, here's the thing. We don't realize how much meat is in that song. Because if we did, we would go through life a little bit different. Because we realize now that all of my help, your help don't come from your boss. Your help don't come from your mother. Your help don't come from your husband. Your help, oh my goodness, glory to God.
Reach back.
You messed me up with that song. Ooh, you got me with that one.
Oh my goodness, glory to God.
Did you hear what she said? All of my help comes from the Lord. I don't get some of my help from the Lord and some of my help from Jimmy. I don't get some of my help from the Lord and some of my help from Mommy. I don't get some of my help from my husband and some of my, my goodness, glory to God. She said, I get all of my help from the Lord. Wait a minute. I got to get this last one in. She didn't say, some of my help comes from my job. She said, all of my help comes from the Lord. My goodness, glory to God.
Thank you.
Present Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you tonight, oh God. Woo! Hallelujah. Where all of our help comes from, thank you, God. Thank you, God. We don't deserve it. You didn't have to do it. But we are grateful, oh God. We are so forever grateful that you did not forget about us. Thank you, God. We had some drop off the wayside. Some won't answer their phone. Some won't come to see us. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. But we are so glad tonight to know all of our help comes from the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. If no one comes to see me, my God is already there. Thank you, God. Thank you for doing it for us, oh God. Thank you for loving us like no other. Thank you, God. We could look here, high, low, on the east, on the west, on the south, on the north. No one is going to love us the way that you do. No one is going to help us the way that you help us. No one, God, no one. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody.
Nobody.
That's what the songwriter said. You know what? There was a song that I always used to make my son sing because he sounds so good. And I ain't lying just because he's my son. No, he sounds so good singing it. And it was, there is none. Like, kept making him sing that. So I said, Ma, come on, really? Every time I turn around, you want to, can you sing it for me one more time? And he'll sing it. And then the next day, I said, can you sing the song one more time? And he'll sing it. And then I go, can you sing it? He said, Ma, I'm done with the song, okay? I'm done. I said, could you just sing it one more time? But guess what I was doing? And I didn't even know I was doing it. As he was singing that song for me over and over and over and over again, God was embedding the song in his heart. Yeah. So that in his lonely days, in his days where he needed her, he kept singing that song, "There is none like you."
Mm.
Come on now. You've been surprised what you are, what you're instilling in your loved ones. Yeah. Now, his line is, "Mom, I done sang it 1,000 times. Go ahead, one more time." But guess what? When he needed to hear it and no one was around, he was singing to himself, "There is none like you."
Amen.
My goodness, glory to God. Thank you, God. Have your way with this word on tonight. Oh, God, I'm going to get out of your way and allow you to use me as a vessel. As a vessel, oh, God. Speak to the people tonight. Matter of fact, speak to your people. Because as I was driving home, I said, so many people get online. They don't belong to God. God said, they all belong to me. I said, okay. He all belong to me because, my goodness, glory to God, here it comes. If they don't belong to me, they're not going to be on the line. Ooh, I said, all right now. So even the ones that haven't come in yet, they still belong to me. They still have a heart to hear what thus says the Lord.
Yes.
If they don't belong to me, they're not going to get on that line. I said, wow. Thank you, God. I love you. I just love the Lord. I really do. I tell you, have your way, Holy Ghost. Take me where the Father wants to go. Thank you, Lord God. I ask these blessings in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Praise God.
I had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. You know, I get to running around and looking and watching because, you know, I'm trying to do all this. I said, I want to get my plays out. I want to do this. I want to do that. We got to get to church. We got. I have to. God, I know God is looking at Jesus, going, "Jesus, look at her." And Jesus said, "Father, you know your daughter, Father. She just gun ho." And I just running. And I'm one of those people. I be looking for an opportunity, and everything that comes my way, I'm looking to see, Lord, is this an opportunity? Right? And, and so, you know, I run and run. Ooh, wait. I run and run. And so I said, let me run over here and see these two at this church that my husband used to work at. And I said, I'm going to get them to help me get the building that I'm in up to par. Because the church that I'm in is on a smaller scale, but they need a little help. So I run over there, try to get some help. I said, look here, I need to know how to deep clean this, and I need to know how to get the lights up. And I'm doing all that. Then I ran across one of the ladies that we used to know and go out to dinner with her and her husband. They in the ministry, too. Talked to her for a few minutes. I was like, oh, this is great. And then I kept on running. And she said, oh, these are two assistants that, you know. I said, shut your mouth. Y'all know how. Look at me. I'm so crazy. She said, here's two assistants that work at the church. I looked at those girls. I said, y'all know how to sign. They said, no, I said, yes, you do. And, so one girl, the lady says, the pastor that I talked to, she said, one of them raps. I know she can rap. I said, gospel rap. Get on out of here. I could use you in the way. Look at what I'm telling you. If you're asking God for something, you've got to be ready when you sense the opportunity your way. Now, even if those two are not the two, he's still, as long as I keep running, I could go in the grocery store and a dude will say, anybody packing my bags, and they say, have a nice day. I said, can you sing? Steven said, oh, there she go. There she go, y'all. My wife, she just, you know. And then he always look at her, he said, that's my wife. She just, you know, she looking for folks for our church. And I said, can you? And they look at me like, I want. Look, one dude said, yeah, he a lying. Bless his little heart. He saw, I said, sing one verse. Because all you got to do is sing three words, and I know whether or not you can sing. So I said, sing one verse, let me hear you. He started singing with his whole heart. I said, oh, my goodness, I'm coming back to get you and take you to our church. Yes, I am. Now, here's the thing. He couldn't sing.
Ooh, huh?
Yeah, no, he couldn't sing at all. Bless his heart.
Oh, no.
But guess what? When I asked him to sing, he closed his eyes and sang with his whole heart.
Amen.
And when I looked at him, I said, he might not can sing, but he sure can minister. Yeah.
That's the difference.
Because guess what? He wanted you to feel what he was feeling. Now, there was one of the girls said to me, she said, no, I can't perform. I said, perform.
Perform?
Nobody that works with us performs. All of our people minister. Okay?
Amen.
That's where we got lost somewhere down the road. Amen. In the church, we're starting to perform. My goodness, help me, Jesus. Help me, Holy Ghost. We're starting to perform when we're still supposed to be ministering.
That's right.
Yeah. And we forgot that we are not performers. We are ministers. My goodness. Well, let me get into this word right quick so I can hit it, quit it, and everything else, because it is good. Yes, sir.
Amen.
My goodness, thank you, God. So here we go. If I seem like I'm going too fast, all I can tell you to do is buckle up. Put your seatbelt on, because I can't stop the car. I got to keep on driving. Mm-hmm. And if we hit a bump and you hit your head on the ceiling, long as you're still alive, you all right. And if you ride with me, you're going to be alive because God is driving. Ooh, oh, God. I love you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, sir. Here we go. We're going to be coming from a very familiar passage to some of you. It is, in the middle of your Bible. Yeah. We're going to come from the Gospels tonight.
Mm.
You know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, those are the four Gospels. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Those are the four Gospels in the middle of your Bible. We're going to do Matthew chapter 25, verses 35 through 41. And then we're going to skip on over to Luke. And we're going to do Luke chapter 7, verses 36 through 48. Here we go. Matthew 25, 35 through 41, and then Luke chapter 7, verses 36 through 48. Matthew 25 says, 35 through 41, for I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you visited me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you as a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and visited you?
Mm-hmm.
And the king will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did it for me. Then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you whom are cursed into eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. My goodness, glory to God. Now let's go on over to Luke 36 through 48. Thank you, God. Then one of the Pharisees invited Jesus to eat with him. And he entered the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. When a sinful woman from that town learned that Jesus was dining there, she brought an alabaster jar of perfume. As she stood behind him at his feet weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. Then she kissed his feet and anointed them with perfume. When the Pharisees who had invited Jesus saw this, he said to himself, if this man were a prophet, he would know who this is and what kind of woman is touching him, for she is a sinner. But Jesus answered him, because y'all need to pay attention, Jesus can read your thoughts.
Amen.
Yes. So, because the man was thinking, and it said Jesus answered him, but he was just thinking it. So stop thinking all that stuff you've been thinking, because Jesus can hear you. Ooh, ooh, here we go. But Jesus answered him, Simon, I have something to tell you. Tell me, teacher, he said. Tell me. He said, two men were debt to a certain money lender. One owed him 500 denaro and the other owed him 50. Mm-hmm. When they were unable to repay him, he forgave both of them. Mm-hmm. Which one then will love him more? He said, I suppose the one who was forgiven more, Simon replied. Mm-hmm. You have judged correctly, Jesus said. And turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, do you see this woman? When I entered your house, you did not give me water for my feet. She wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not greet me with a kiss, but she has not stopped kissing my feet since I arrived. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with her perfume. Therefore, I tell you, because her many sins have been forgiven, she has loved much. Ooh, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. But he who has been given, forgiven little, will love little. Then Jesus said to her, your sins are forgiven. Amen. May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
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 Praise God.
Bless the Lord. The title of this message tonight is She Washed My Feet. Okay. Ooh, if y'all only knew where God took me the other day. I didn't even know I was in no car until we arrived, and I went, oh, wow. I was riding in the car with Jesus and didn't even know I was in a car. Ooh. Ooh, you know what? That ought to be good. Somebody should be jumping and shouting, because there are many times when we're in the, how do I say it, Holy Ghost? Okay, there are many times when we're in the presence of God and God is doing something and we don't recognize that it's God, so we miss what he's done. My goodness, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, so here we go. The other night I was watching a movie, and it was called He Watches Over Me. I love Christian movies late at night, because I fall asleep mm-hmm. with positiveness flowing through my veins.
Yes,
yeah.
Lord.
The Word of God tells us to think on these things, prosperous for your soul. Stop thinking on all this negative junk when you go to sleep. You're not going to rest good.
That's right. You don't.
So I like to watch Christian movies and fall off to sleep, because then, you know, it eases my rest at night. But anyhow, so the title of the movie was He Watches Over Me.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a family, loving, good-looking family, nice and everything. And so the woman, she was supposed to pick up her daughter, but she was running late for work. She's like, the daughter calls and says, Ma, you late picking me up again? She said, oh, Lord, I'm late again. So the daughter, she gets in the car with the cousin, and she goes on home. The mother shows up. No one is there. Everybody's gone. A guy jumps out from behind a bush, snatches her up. Y'all know the story. He raped her. And then he beat her up. So she didn't want to go home after that because she felt dirty. So she went to her sister's house, and she told her sister what happened. And her sister said, oh, my goodness, we got to call your husband. And she said, no, I don't want anybody to know. I'm feeling so dirty. I just feel so dirty. So the next morning when she did go home, she was not the same. And her husband, see, my goodness, glory to God, I don't want nobody to tell me, even though I don't have any daughters. But I don't want anybody to tell me when my children, who I gave birth to, come through that door, that I can't tell if something is bothering them, something has hurt them, something has made them happy. I can tell when something's going on with my child.
Amen.
Or myself. Come on now. So she goes to the door, and her family's going, what's wrong with her? She ain't acting the same. She ain't been the same since the other night, you know. And she's like, just don't touch me. Get away from me. Just leave me alone. So they were sitting in the living room watching TV, and she saw it on the news that this guy had gotten hit by a car, and he was fighting for his life. And they said, anybody who's a family member, please show up to you know, tell us what you want us to do with him. She goes to the house. She said, I'm his sister, because she recognized there was a man that raped her.
Mm-hmm.
So she went in there a couple of nights, and the first night she was blowing smoke in his face, and the next night she was just pulling on the cords or the unplug. And then the lady, one of the nurses, like, she said, you sure don't act like you his sister. And so she said, how's his sister supposed to act? You don't tell me how to act, you know. But she really was trying to kill him for what he'd done to her.
Right.
Okay, because he raped her and ruined her family life. So the night that she decides, this is it, I'm going to get him, she goes in there with a gun. Her sister thinking she wasn't acting good when she left there, so she met her at the house. She said, what are you doing? She said, get on out of here. Get on out of here. I got to do this. I got to do this. So she says, no, you don't. You don't. And there was nothing she could say because the girl was pointing at her. She said, either you're going to be here and watch it, or you're going to leave and I'm going to do it on my own. She said, please don't go to sleep. She said, I got to do it. So she pointed the gun. She was getting ready to shoot the guy that raped her. And then her husband walked in, and she kind of hid the gun. He said, no, give it to me. He said, why didn't you tell me what happened to you? She said, I just felt so dirty. She said, how do you know? How do you know? Well, the sister, who couldn't keep it any longer, told her daughter. Her daughter told the cousin. The cousin was the daughter who told her dad. So the dad said, don't you know you'll never be too dirty for me to love you? She said, I just don't like how it made me feel. So he said, give me that. So she gave it to him thinking, okay, I can't do it because he here, she here. She gave him the gun. He said, I'm getting ready to blow his brains out. She said, what are you doing?
Oh, no.
What are you doing? He said, I'm getting ready to take his life for what he did to my wife. She was like, no, what are you doing? You cannot do this. And he said, get out of my way. I'm getting ready to blow his brains out. She said, honey, please, you still have me. Don't do this. We're okay. Just let it go. I'm already forgiven him. Don't do it. He said, you was going to do it. She said, I don't want to do it. I forgive him. Don't do this. Don't do this. He said, no, uh-uh. No, she said, please don't do this. So the husband, he takes the gun and reaches it behind him, and the sister snatches the gun, put it in her coat, and she takes off.
Mm.
And she said, honey, I know you love me, and you don't have to do this. He said, and neither do you. And so they left one out of there. And then she says, I'm not his family. She told the doctors the truth. He raped me, and I was going to try to hurt him. And the doctor said, well, you're the only thing here that even tried to say you was family. So can you make the decision whether or not you... She said, I can't make that decision. But anyhow, they said no, because he's in pain. He's struggling. Da, da, da. So she said, I don't know what to do. And he said, do the right thing. So she says, okay, unplug it if there's no hope for him and, you know, his brain is gone and all this. So they unplugged it. He looked like he died. Mm-hmm. And then he started breathing. They turned around and went, what is going on? And the man started breathing. And so she was like, oh, my God, he's alive. So he opened up his eyes and he lived. And every single day, her and her husband went there, care of him. They nursed him back to health. She was at the bottom of the bed washing his feet every single day. And the husband was feeding him and his wife in his head. And then when he got better, he came to their church. And when he came to their church, he went up to the altar and he fell to the altar and gave his life to Christ.
Amen.
And God says, you have got to get this. because when someone does you wrong, that is not the opportunity for you to go take revenge in your hands.
Right.
That's not the opportunity for you to try to harm them. That's, my goodness, glory to God, and I know it's hard to do sometimes, but that's the opportunity to show them the Christ in you. Can you imagine how hard it was for her?
Yes.
To be washing the feet of the man that raped her?
Mm-hmm.
He robbed her of a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that she wasn't comfortable with her husband touching her no more. But yet and still, she had a smile on her face, and she kept washing his feet. And God is saying to us today, I hope you're getting this. I hope you're getting this. He says, when I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. When I was a stranger, you took me in. When I was naked, you clothed me. When I was sick, you looked after me. When I was in prison, you visited me. When that man was in the hospital bed, he was in prison. Why? Because he was bound by sin. Yeah. And she kept visiting him, her and her husband. And her kids were coming in, bringing something to eat, took care. I can only imagine the guy looking at them like, who in the heck are you guys? What are y'all doing? Because you didn't kill me, so why are you taking care of me?
Mm-hmm.
Because guess what? God is trying to get a message to all of us today. Okay? He says to the righteous, they look at him and go, well, when did we do all this for you? When were you hungry and we fed you, thirsty and we gave you something to drink? When were you a stranger and we took you in and clothed you? When were you sick or in prison and we visited you? When did all this happen? And God, your Father, the King, says to him, to them, the righteous. And I love this because if you look at verse 37, it says, Then the righteous
mm-hmm.
will answer him. You know what that means? The folks, oh my goodness, help me, Holy Ghost. The folks that are in church are saying, Lord, when do we do all this? You in church. And you don't realize when you did it for him? He says, okay, I love the fact that he said when the righteous asked him. And he says, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you did for the ones that you thought not worthy of your goodness, you were really doing it for me.
Amen.
When you gave them something to drink because they were thirsty, you gave it to me. When you fed them, you were feeding me. Oh, my goodness, glory to God.
Lord.
He says, whatever you did for them, you were really doing it for me. And then here's the heart. God says, you still don't get it, do you? You don't get it. You, Kathy, you are not God, okay? Who are you to judge? When, my goodness, glory to God. Who are you to judge anyone when you yourselves were once sinners? Oh, my goodness, and some of you still sinning.
Preach. Yes.
Who are you to judge someone?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, the Pharisees are like, she's a sinner. What's she doing here?
Hey.
And God is looking at the righteous. He's looking at the righteous. And he goes, I said that as a metaphor because I was saying, when I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. When I was thirsty, you gave me something. Lord, when do we do that? To imagine God in 2023 looking at each of us and going, yeah, when? When did you do that?
Okay.
When was the last time you saw someone hungry and you fed them? When was the last time you saw someone thirsty and you gave them something to drink? When was the last time you remembered that you were the righteous? When was the last time? And God is saying, y'all still don't get it, right? Whatever you do for the least of them, for the ones you don't think is worthy, huh? You just can't be kind to them for whatever reason. Well, you know he does this, he does that, she do this, she do that. And God is saying, oh, and so did you.
Mm-hmm.
May not have been on the same magnitude, but you yourself was a sinner. And even now, you still slip.
Okay.
And so he showed me the lady going in that hospital. I tell you, I was in tears watching that movie. That lady just kept washing his feet and washing his feet so he was able to get up and walk on his feet. And when he walked into the church. He came to that altar and fell to the altar. And then the kids who was watching their mom and dad, the daughter asked the pastor at the end, can I sing a song for my mother?
Aww.
And they said, yeah. And she sang, his eye is on the sparrow. Aww. Why should I be discouraged?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Woo! Because yes. I know he watches over me.
Yes, yes.
I'm sitting in the bed and I'm crying. And God says, get up now and put that down on the paper. She washed my feet.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? He's not talking about his feet.
Yeah,
he's not talking about the lady with the alabaster box. He's talking about Kathy, who turned around and did something good for someone who didn't deserve it. He's talking about Evangelist Hilda, who turned around and did something for someone who didn't deserve it. He's talking about Jimmy, who turned around and did something for someone who didn't deserve it. Because it's the truth being told. And oh my goodness, yeah, the truth is being told. Because it's God's word.
Amen.
If the truth be told,
yes.
None of us are worthy of God.
That's right. Absolutely.
So while we were not worthy, he still washed our feet.
Yes. Amen.
And you got to understand what he's saying. When he's saying she washed our feet, she took care of me. So when we were not worthy, God still took care of us. He still loved us. He still died for us.
Yes. Amen.
And I tell you, when I saw that movie, I was in tears. And when he says, she washed my feet, he's talking about everybody that decided to do good for the one that had wronged them.
Yes.
My goodness, glory to God. Are you going to bust through the odds and still go in there and take care of someone that did you harm?
Yes, yes, yes.
Can you still, because see, you got to get this. It's always been about Father's business.
Yes.
No, it's man. Always been about letting God's light shine through us. We're living in some very dark times right now.
Oh, yes, we are.
Are you able to still love on someone after they do all this? And you know what? I said, God, why did you choose me to preach this word, to see this movie? He said, because, Kathy, you washed my feet. After that man raped you, you turned around and loved on him. And you didn't tell a soul. You just loved on him. And God said, I knew then when I put you in your mother's womb, I would be able to use you. And even now, God looks at me and I go, God, I done made this mistake. I done did this. I done did that. And he says, I know. Yeah. I know. Mm-hmm. And I know you did what you're getting ready to do tomorrow. I already know.
Yeah, absolutely.
He said, mm-hmm. But what else I know is trust you to love on my sheep. I can trust you not to be biased. I can trust you not to pick and choose who you're going to be good to. I can mm-hmm. trust you with the sheep. I can trust you with the food you got to feed the sheep. Because you're not going to add to my word. You're not going to take away. You're going to feed them. I can trust you, Kathy. And I'm going, but God, I can't even trust myself. And you know what he said? That's because you don't know yourself. I know you. I know you better than you know you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he does.
And I have to look at God because guess what? He said, Kathy, I love Sally this way. I love Jimmy this way. I love John this way. I love Benny this way. And they all have been through something. Mm-hmm. And I sent someone to take care of all of them.
Okay.
But you know what, Kathy? And I went, what? He said, not everybody can love on someone who's done them wrong. They can't do it. And I went, he said, look at your people, mm-hmm. the ones all around you. They don't even know how to forgive someone because they borrowed money and didn't pay them back.
So
and
true.
Now they said, you know what? You ain't never was a friend. I don't need you. And God is saying, if they can't forgive that person just because they never paid them back, how would they forgive them if they really did them wrong? God is telling us today, she washed my feet, right? Mm-hmm. When it didn't look like he was worthy of any goodness, her mm-hmm. kindness. The same way God looked at her and forgave her for all she had done wrong. Because guess what? All have sinned.
Yes, we have.
She might not have raped anybody, but she sinned. Because God said, all have sinned and fallen short. Huh? But that was me that came in there and created in you a clean heart and renewed a right spirit.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
And God is saying, I need you guys to stop turning up your nose when someone needs your help.
Mm-hmm.
And I need you. And guess what? When he's saying, I need you, he's talking to the righteous, the ones that claim to be a child of God.
Yes.
Yeah, he said, there's no more lip syncing. Oh, I'm a child of God. I'm a child of the Most High God. Oh, I'm blessed and highly favored. Really?
Yeah.
Who told you you were blessed and highly favored? Guess what? When God blesses me, I don't have to say a word. People look at me and say, you anointed. I said, I was in the church one time. I said, hallelujah. Oh, yeah. You know, I started acting all crazy because it was good. It was good. But I just said, hallelujah. The man comes over to me. He said, you a blessed woman of God. And I looked at him and I went, I just said, hallelujah. Get all that. You don't have to tell no one that you got the blessings of the Lord on you.
Come
you don't
on.
Got to tell no one you got the favor of God on you. You don't even have to tell anyone that you're a child of God. Pastor,
come on,
Pastor. Has to tell you, I have gone in the store with my head all raggedy, clothes look like I done rolled around in the dirt, because I'm just trying to run in there, grab something, and get on out. I just feel like getting all dressed up.
Okay.
And as raggedy as I look, that dude looked at me and said, what church you go to? And I looked at him, and it may seem like I would have felt good, but I felt so ill because I was thinking, look how I'm looking.
Mm-hmm.
I look like a homeless person. that dude said, what church you go to? Because I know you go to somebody's church. And I went, wow, you can't even disguise yourself. So you ain't got to tell no one you're a woman of God, you're a man of God. You ain't got to tell nobody you blessed by the Lord and highly favored. Because guess what? Just like those folks looked at Peter and said, uh-uh, you one of them Christ followers. Peter said, I don't know the man. She said, uh-uh, your speech betrays you.
Mm-hmm.
They can look at you, the way you carry yourself, your character, your speech, and know that you're a child of God, and you never, ever have to say it.
Nope. Not even a word.
You ain't got to be advertising liar because you ain't no child of God. You know you did not give Billy nothing to eat when you went in there with your sandwich and you saw him hungry. You try to sneak in the room so no one could see you and eat it by yourself.
Why do people do that?
But the same way God says when you did it for them, you did it for me. He's also saying when you didn't do it for them, you didn't do it for me.
Yes, Lord.
It's time we get back to washing their feet. Who's there? The ones that you think don't deserve your goodness.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that God is sending you to so you can let his light shine through you and they can be drawn to Christ because of your love and his kindness.
Amen. Hallelujah.
God bless you guys.
Ooh, thank you, Jesus. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word this evening. I think that deserves a hand clap praise. Now is the time to ask our guests online to give a brief response on how they enjoyed the word this evening. And we're going to start off with 704-724. God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a brief response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen.
I enjoyed the word real great tonight. Theo and Shauna. Pastor Kathy, welcome back. I know they probably missed you last week.
Yes.
Welcome
God
back.
God bless you, dear heart. God bless you both.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So we definitely enjoyed the word tonight. I hope you God bless you all, and thank you for the word tonight.
Amen.
Thank
Praise
you, man
God.
Of God. Thank you.
And God bless 980417. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Praise God.
Evangelist, go on to the next one. My son ain't going to say a word. He's just saying, she know I'm on the line.
Well, I just wanted to let you know that they were on the line.
God bless you, Pastor Stephen.
How are you this evening? And do you have a brief response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen?
Amen. Praise the Lord to everybody. I just want to say that was a great word. All I can say is one word, it's servanthood. Everybody got to understand, you got to, it don't matter what job you're doing, how big you are, you got to go, you know, it's a process getting to one place to another. And like I said, servanthood, washing somebody's feet, somebody don't even deserve whatever. That's what it's about in this walk, this journey that we on. And I thank God for Pastor Kathy, my loving wife, pastor, friend. That was a wonderful, wonderful word. Very meaningful, and it really touched my heart.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And we also want to thank caller 716-510 for showing up in the spirit and didn't find it robbery to hear the word of God this evening. And then we got 7 minutes, so at this time, I enjoyed the word. I love the word. Thank you, Pastor Kathy. It is so good to be back on this Thursday evening to hear the word of God this evening. Last week I was away on a children's convention, so that's why we didn't have any Block Talk Radio. So, but it is good to be back. Amen. So at this time, Pastor Kathy,
you're
going
what?
To...
That 1 little week sure seems like a long
time. Yes, it did.
Woo, it seems like a long time.
Yes.
My goodness, but I want to say this in closing. Don't forget to wash somebody's feet. Show concern, show love for other people. That's what God is expecting of all of us. You
yes.
know, don't get so high and mighty that you forget that you're doing it for God. He said, when you did it for them, you did it for me. You didn't do it for them, you didn't do it for me. Right? None of us knows why God put other people in our path. We just don't know what God's purpose is.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So yes.
we got to treat them in the way that God is expecting us to treat them, with
yes.
love
yes.
and kindness.
Hallelujah.
He says it's through love and kindness have I drawn thee.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had Elder Theo on the line in a while, so I'm going to have him to pray us on out tonight after I do the call of salvation. I am thankful that God gently comes and rubs on us and said, don't forget. Don't forget why you're asking me for this, 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 and this. Don't forget to just love on me. God, I love on you, not if you don't love on them.
Mm.
So that's how he's reminding us. We have to love on one another.
Amen.
All of you out there, if you have not given your life to Christ, it is not too late. You stand and go, Father God, I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins, oh God. I repent. When you say you repent, that means you're going to turn away from those wicked ways. But here's the thing. You cannot do it on your own. You need
yes.
God to help you.
Mm-hmm.
None of us can do it on our own. We all would still be where we are had God not come in to help us. And he's still helping us. Yeah, because we would fall short again and again and again if we didn't have the Holy Ghost convicting us and aiding us and keeping us on the straight and narrow.
Yeah.
You say, Father God, I believe that your son Jesus died on that cross for our sins. I invite you into my life. Come into my life. I will make you my Lord and Savior. And after you do that, he's not making it difficult for you to receive him in your life. Huh? He shortened it so you can get in there because he don't want to see any of us perish.
Amen.
And after you pray that prayer, you say, Father God, lead me to a good household of faith where I can continue to grow into the knowledge of who you are and become more and more like you. Take on your characteristics, love, kindness, truthfulness, respect. Yeah. Helping the needy, helping the poor. See about those that are less fortunate. Stop making fun of those that don't know how to do any better, that aren't doing any better. Why don't you come to their aid? Help them to do better. Yeah, because that's what God is looking for us to do. He wants us to be more like him and less like the world. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Elder, you still with us, Elder Theo? Look, he hung up the phone. So
he didn't.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe he's tied up. He's tied up in his barber's shop.
Uh-huh.
My goodness. I am so grateful. Every time I ask Pastor Steven, he goes, well, no. Just go ahead. So I don't want to put him on the spot. So I guess I'm going to do it. Precious and heavenly Father. Look at him. Everybody gone.
No, not everybody.
No, Theo is still on the line, right?
Yes. pray us out.
Okay. Thank you, God. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you, oh God.
Thank you
for this word on tonight.
Yes.
Thank you for you that are moving to let us see what you're expecting of us.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? It doesn't matter when they do us wrong. You're still expecting the goodness of Jesus to flow through our veins. You're still expecting us to wash their feet. Even though they don't deserve it, God, I know you're looking at us going, none of you deserves my goodness. But because I love you, I gave it to you anyway. And so, God, we say thank you. We honor you. We adore you. We bless your holy name. Father God, that we would take your word and meditate on it day and night.
Thank you, God. Thank you. To know
that you're still watching us. He watches over me. For those of you that haven't seen that movie, go on YouTube and put He Watches Over Me. That's a beautiful movie. He Watches Over Me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful movie. And he's watching us to see if we're going to do good or if we're going to do bad. Are we going to harm the ones that wronged us, or are we going to show the characteristics of Christ and forgive them, have mercy on them, and be kind to them. Lord, we thank you for all you've done, for all that you continue to do, for leading and guiding us in the way you would have us to go. Continue, oh God, continue to make and mold us. Make us over, oh God, creating us a clean heart, renew a right spirit in each of us. We thank you, we love you, we honor and adore you. We ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Back to you, Evangelist Hilda. God bless you guys.
God bless you, and thank each and every one of you for showing up in the spirit. To God be the glory. And we're going to
God bless you. Good night.
Good night, everybody. Love you guys.